Welcome, welcome, welcome. We get set for Great Plains Conference basketball between the Village Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. The Dort College Defenders and Hastings College getting set for their GPAC doubleheader here shortly. Dort College Defenders come in to today 2-10 in the Great Plains Conference, 5-13 overall, while the Hastings College Broncos are 14-4. And 8-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. First of all, for the Hastings College women, they have won three in a row. Three from 55-48 and 88. Start the season with even a straight win.
The Great
Adjustments, and I'm hoping that helps with our transmission issues. And it appears that the slower I talk, the better it is. Make that adjustment here. The Hastings College women are paces the team 14.6 points per game average, and she converts 49.8% of her goals with 3.8 rebounds per contest average as well. Holly Hild and Rachel Jeldon each average 10.9 points per game, while Abby Jackson scores 9.1 points per contest. Jeldon is the leading rebounder. 7.9 average. Jamie Morton is averaging 7.2 rebounds per game. Jack tops the team with 83 assists in 18 games played. Hastings outscores teams 74.6 to 62.1 and out-rebound teams 36.6 to 33.9. Broncos make 42% of their field goals and allow teams to make 41.8% of their shots. Jordan Johnson is 34 of 107 from three-point range for 31.8% success, and the Broncos have taken 30.5% of their shots from beyond the arc. For the Dort College women, 5-13 this season, 2-10 in the GPAC. Micah Hulse tops the team at 11.3 points per game and a 12.2 rebounds per game average to go with 46 block shots, and she is making 6.8% of her field goal tries. Alyssa Palamo scores 10.6 points per game with 3.8 rebounds and 34 assists. Paige Angers adds 9.5 points per game and is making 41.5% of her three-point attempts. Kim Cruz scores 9.1 points per game, and she tops the team with 51 assists. Cassidy Vrabel scores 7.4 points per game with 6.4 rebounds. Abby Chapman scores 7.7 points per game, and Jamie Gasing scores 6.3 points per outing. Dort College women lost a 53-38 decision to Briarcliff on Wednesday night after leading 25-17 at halftime. Briarcliff limited Dort College to 13 points in the second half. Neither team shot the ball well, with the college making 15 of 48 field goals, 31.3% success, and the defenders had 34 turnovers. Briarcliff was 17 of 62 from the field for 27.4%, while Dort had a 46-38 rebounding advantage. Abby Chapman had 12 points. Jamie Gasek and Micah Hulse each had 7 points apiece. The Hastings College Broncos, they led the women's contest with Midland 41-25, but saw the Warriors make a charge back at them with a 27-19 third quarter advantage. Hastings eventually won 74-63. Jeldon and Thompson each had 16, and Hill had 11. Jeldon also took 11 rebounds. Jackson had 6 rebounds. Your starting lineups then for the Dort College defenders. First of all, it will be Kim Cruz, a 5'7 junior from Hall, averaging 9.1 points per game. Number 22 is Abby Chapman, a 5'9 senior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 7.7 points per outing. Number 23 is Jamie Gase, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 6.3 points per contest. Number 32 is Micah Hulse. She's a 6'3 senior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 11.7 points per game. And Cassidy Vredevoet is a 6-foot sophomore from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 7.4 points per game. The Hastings College Broncos, they will start number 11, Chelsea Morton, a 5'7 senior from Holdridge, Nebraska, averaging 5.8 points per game. Number 12 is Abby Jackson, a 5'6 senior from Hastings, Nebraska, averaging 9.2 points per outing. Number 13, Holly Hild, a 5'9 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 10.9 points per contest. Number 23 is Tika Thompson, a 5'8 senior from Columbia Heights, Minnesota, averaging 14.6 points per contest. And from Holdridge, Nebraska, averaging 10.6 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Center 88.5 FM. Dort College in their white jerseys, maroon numbers, they are trimmed in black. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Micah Holt will be jumping for the Dort College defenders. She will enter the center jump circle against number 33, Rachel. Sink has it on the wing. She passes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz sets fire. Three. Misses the mark. No good. Rebounds down on the ground, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Jamie Gatesink. It will be Hastings College basketball. Hastings College over the basketball. Bringing it up will be Abby Jackson. Jackson on the left side with it. Jackson setting the offense. She passes off to Ika Thompson. Thompson on the wing. Thompson gives it up to Jeldon. Jeldon feeds it underneath to Holly Hild. Hild turn around in the lane is up and good. Hastings College leads it 2-0. Just underway. Hastings College a possession and a basket. Left side with it, Vredevoet. Vredevoet gives it up to Chapman. Chapman over to Cruz. Cruz with a basketball. Cruz gives it up. Gasing. Gasing. Vredevoet. Vredevoet left side to Chapman. Chapman on the wing. Underneath goes Vredevoet. Vredevoet crosses over. Her shot in the lane is good. Cassidy Vredevoet with a 2-point bucket. 9:03 remaining in the first quarter of play. Dort College and Hastings tied up 2-2. Shot inside. No good by Abby Jackson. Rebound taken down by Kim Cruz. Cruz up the floor with the basketball. Cruz all the way to the hoop. Lays it up with the left hand. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is cleared by the Hastings College Broncos. Coming up with it is Abby Jackson. Jackson all the way down to the baseline. Jackson picks up her dribble. She feeds it up front to Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon with the ball. Jeldon feeds it up front. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by Jamie Gasink. And the North College defenders have the basketball back. Hastings College did not waste much time in getting that shot up. Dort College basketball. Chapman gives it over. Cruz. Cruz with it at the top of the key. 2-2 our score. Pass goes down low to Holst. Holst gives it up Chapman. Chapman floater right side is up and good. Abby Chapman with a 15-footer and the Dort College defenders lead it 4-2. 4-2 our score. Hastings College basketball, 8:07 remaining. First quarter of play, Hastings College feed it right side, Jeldon. Jeldon lets fly with a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz takes it across the timeline. Kim Cruz with it on the right side. Cruz looking down low, feeds it inside to Dort College's Micah Holst. Holst tries to throw it out front for Chapman. Chapman saves it and right to Tika Thompson. It's a jailbreak. Tika Thompson on the run. Her shot right side. Good. Tika Thompson with a 2-point bucket, and we're tied at 4-4. 4-4 our score, 7:33 left to go, first quarter. The basketball to Gasing. Gasing splits the defense, stops from 12. Her shot no good, but she's fouled on the play, and Jamie will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Bedding Glove, an insurance agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area over the buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grudewick is a broker. Gasing makes one of two free throws. She missed the first, made the second. Tika Thompson into the front court for Hastings College. Thompson over the basketball, ducks her way in, drops it off. Shot is up, no good, but blocked by North College's Micah Holst, but a foul called on Holst. And Rachel Jeldon will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number call to be proactive by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Jeldon makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail 6-5. 6-5 our score, and a moving screen called against the Dort College defenders. That's going to go on Alyssa Palama. Palama checks into the ballgame, gets whistled for an illegal screen. College going with Palama, Angbers, and Bausman out right now, along with Cruz and Holst. Radebode, Chapman, and Gaysink all checked out at that last break. Hastings College basketball, Tika Thompson. Thompson at the top of the key. Thompson, 17 feet from the hoop. First shot is good. Tika Thompson just to the right of dead center. Knocked down the 17-footer, and the Dort College defenders trail 8-5. Right side pass. They look down low for Hulse. They find Hulse. Hulse pivots, double team, gets it back outside to Cruz. Cruz gets a screen. Throws it inside for Michael Hulse. Hulse off of the glass, good. Michael Hulse with a 2-point bucket. Dort College back to within a point at 8-7. Abby Jackson with the basketball, passes right side over to Thompson. Thompson with the basketball, gets around Bausma, lays it up the right hand, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma to Cruz. Cruz over to Palama. Palama into the front court. Alyssa Palama goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz looking inside for Hulse, comes back out front. Angbers with it right side back over to Cruz. Cruz is passed down low, intended for Hulse, taken away by Jackson. Long pass over the top, Holly Hild on breakaway, shot blocked by Bausma, but a foul called on it. Kenzie Bausma. Two free throws on the life of Hastings College Broncos, and number 13, Holly Hill. So Hild fouled in the act of shooting. 5:56 left to play, first quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike Under Armour Defender gear by Kevin Gaysink, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Both free throws made by Holly Hill. Makes it a 10-8 ball game. Robin Blunt drives into the lane. Her shot with a right hand good. We're tied at 10-10. 5:40 remaining in the first quarter. First 2 points of the day for Robin Blunt. Here comes Hastings back the other way. Jackson. Jackson feeds it left side. Alex Edwards. Edwards to the cutter. Hild. Hild in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound control by Dort College and Alyssa Palama. Palama with the basketball across the timeline. Palama goes right side over to Bausma. Bausma feeds it down low for Hulst. Hulst back out front. Goes left side to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt around the horn they go. Comes back outside to Bausma. Bausma feeds it down low to Hulst, and Hulst gets the shot to go. The Dort College defenders lead it now 12-10. 12-10 over score. Dort College out to a quick start halfway through this first quarter of play. Left side pass goes over to Edwards. Edwards gives it up underneath. Shot is up and good. A wheel around by Holly Hild. Hild with six. And we're tied at 12-12. 12-12 our score, 4:40 remaining first quarter of play. Pass goes down low to Hulst. Hulst fires it outside Bausma. Bausma on the right wing. Bausma has the bucket picked by Thompson. Chased down by Palma. Pass left side over to Blunt. Blunt lets have a 15-footer from the left wing. No good. And the rebound is taken away by the Hastings College Broncos and Abby Jackson. Jackson with it on the left side. Jackson gives it up to Edwards. Edwards shot from the perimeter. No good. And the rebound is taken down by Dort College and Micah Hulst. Hulst over to Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama will get across half court. 4:08 remaining. Palama at the free throw line. Shovels it outside for Blunt. Blunt back over to Hulst. Hulst, Palama. Palama top of the key. Three missed. No good. Rebound. Blunt. Blunt. No. Lost it. And it goes up. Hastings College player out to the perimeter. Here comes Hastings. Jackson passes left side. Three on the way by Jeldon is good. Rachel Jeldon with 5 points, and Hastings takes a 15-12 lead. 15-12 the score. College pass right side over to Robin Blunt. Blunt looking down low for Hulse. Dead up front, Bausma. Bausma top of the key, three off mark, no good, and a foul on the play called on Jeldon. Jeldon whistled for the personal foul. That's her first. Four new players into the game for the Dort College defenders. Radebode, Cruz, Gaysink, Chapman, all on the floor along with Angbers. So Dort College going with a small lineup now. Radebode will play the post. Pass goes into, or Cruz will inbound the basketball, finds Angbers out front. Angbers, right side pass, Chapman. Chapman gives it up to Cruz. Cruz to the basketball. Cruz back right side. It comes back to Chapman. Chapman, Gasing. Gasing in traffic. Her shot off the glass. Good. Jamie Gasing with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 14-15. So Gasing made both free throws on the first trip to the free throw line. That's what I thought, but they only put one up on the board initially. Took them a while to get it rectified. Abby Chapman, a reach-in foul called on the shot attempt. So foul called against Hastings, against Dort College. Hastings will go to the free throw line. And an opportunity to extend the one-point lead. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Fullerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC, by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for commercial investment and rent needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com by Highway Chevrolet, Buick, and Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. 17-14 our score. Both free throws made by the Hastings College Broncos. And Jamie Gasing right side over to Chapman. Dort College trailing by 3, 2:45 left to go first quarter. Left side, it goes to Cruz. Cruz on the wing, comes back over to Chapman. Chapman beats down low for Vredevoet. Vredevoet trying to cross over, nothing there. Held her pivot foot. Here comes Cruz, drops it off. Vredevoet. Vredevoet, short jumper. It's good. Cassidy Vredevoet with 4 points. Dort College trails 17-16. 17-16, the score. Hastings College basketball left side. Work it around into the corner to Jackson. Jackson looking down low for Alex Edwards. Find Edwards. Edwards on the left wing. Alex Edwards with the basketball. They feed it inside. Shot. A hook shot. No good by the Hastings College Broncos and Kelly Schriebogel. And the Dort College defenders bring the basketball across half court with Jamie Gasing. Gasing's going to be called for traveling as she momentarily brought the ball up. She was going to pass with her hand underneath the ball and got called the carry. Hastings College will now have the basketball, leading by one with 1:57 left to play in the first quarter. Dort College on defense. Hastings College with the basketball. Hastings passes it out front. Thompson. Thompson driving in, runs into Vredevoet around the horn, comes back left wing. Morton. Morton misses the three to the right. No good. And the rebound is saved in by Thompson, but she steps on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball. They will inbound length of the floor in front of them, trailing 17-16 as we approach 1 minute left to go in this quarter. With the basketball is Gasing. Gasing left side over to Cruz. Cruz with it out front. Kim Cruz has it batted away momentarily. Cruz picks up her dribble. Comes back up front to Vredevoet. Vredevoet left side, Gasing. Gasing will spot up, put up a three. Missed it wide to the right, no good. And rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Tika Thompson over the basketball out front, working against Cruz. Pass left side over to Morton. Morton gives it inside to Schriebogel. Schriebogel shot in control. Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Jamie Gasing will bring it up for the Dort College defenders. Gasing has her pocket picked by Thompson. Now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Hastings College basketball. Paloma will check back into the ballgame. 44.8 seconds remaining in the quarter. Hastings 17, Dort College 16. Morton will throw it in. Morton gets it in to Thompson. Thompson takes it across half court. Hastings with the basketball. Pass goes left side. Broncos ball. Thompson. Thompson guarded there by Cruz. Cruz with the right side. It goes into Morton. Morton puts it on the floor, and she is fouled for the shot. Foul's going to go. And it's bonus time for Hastings College Broncos and Chelsea Morton. Dort College will check a new player into the ballgame in between free throws. That foul called on Chapman is her second. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle, see the appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Bronco basketball after the conversion of one of two free throws. Dort College, a quick shot on the other end. Failed to convert, right-handed shot by Bausma. Here comes Hastings. Tika Thompson across half court. Shot clock is off. 11 seconds left to go in the half. Crosses over Cruz. Behind the back dribble at the free throw line now. Pushes it right side to Schriebel. Schriebel go back to Thompson. 3 seconds left at the buzzer. Shot no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Our score, Hastings 18, Dort College 16. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
I really like.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Kevin Gay, St. CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Hastings leads 18-16 to college basketball after the quarter break. Kim Cruz passes that over to Paloma. Paloma into the lane, lost it, and it's taken away by Hastings. Collins coming away with the ball. It's Jordan Johnson. Johnson to Thompson. 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 Shot good. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball back. They pass right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz to Holst. Holst with it right side. And we've got a foul called on Hastings and Kelly Schriebel. Schriebel whistled for the personal foul, her first. Team foul number one here in the quarter. Dort College with it right up. Sweet piece the hoop. Pass goes to Cruz. Cruz gives to Holst. Holst spins. Nothing there. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Vredevoet. And Vredevoet was looking into the on the left side, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Hastings College basketball after the turnover by Vredevoet. Vredevoet threw it away on the left wing. She checks out of the basketball game. Tika Thompson will check in. Will bring the basketball up for the defenders. Engbers checked into the game for Dort College. Dort College still down just two, 18-16. Right side pass, Jeldon. Jeldon three from the corner is good. Rachel Jeldon with 8 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 21-16. 21-16, our score, Papa left side. Uses upper dribble, passes out front to Kim Cruz. Cruz passes right side Bausma. Bausma gives it into the corner, Angbers. Angbers back over to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball, double teamed. Comes back to Bausma. Bausma lets fly with another three. Shot no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Thompson on the too strong three pointer. Thompson behind the back dribble, passes left side. Three on the way is up, no good by Stenger. Here comes Dort College off of the missed shot. Paloma passes to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Cruz gives it up to Bausma. Bausma tripped up, loses the handle on it. Taken away by Hastings. Coming up is Thompson. Thompson driving in and Angers is whistled for the personal foul. Paige Angers whistled for foul number one. Team foul number one on Dort College in this half. The foul came on the shot. Tika Thompson will shoot two free throws. 4 points for Thompson thus far. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stocks. The entire inventory available on the web, www.highwaychevrolet.com. Thompson makes one of two free throws. Palomo with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Passes right side. Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball beyond the three-point line in deep right corner. Dorkella working against the command-to-man defense applied by Hastings. Comes back over to Blunt. Blunt drives right side. Crosses over her shot with the left hand. Won't go down, but she's fouled on the play. Robin Blunt, a 59% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. One that those of you appreciate their quality service. By CNH by Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-231. College trail 22-17. Robin Blunt makes one of two free throws. Right side of the basketball is Rachel Gelden. Gelden feeds it top of the key to Johnson. Johnson puts up three, missed it long, no good. It will be Dort College basketball. Well, now they've got the scoreboard at 22-20, and I'm not sure where that came from. Palomas, three from the right wing, no good. Dort College defenders coming back the other way. 7:09 remaining. I have no idea what the actual score is right now. It was 22-17 moments ago. Dort College definitely did not hit a three-point shot in that time span. Now it's 22-20, a three-pointer from the top of the key by Jordan Johnson. Johnson with a three, and the Dort College defenders trail 25-20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM.
God is an artist.
More after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Michael Holston for the basketball. Now the scoreboard at 25-18, which is what I believe it should have been. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket to make it 25-20, so I believe we're all scored away now. Michael Holst with 6 points. Dort College trailing 25-20. Pass goes down low. The basketball is Jordan Johnson. Johnson spins. Baseline good. She's got 5 points. 27-20 the score. Hastings in front by seven. Jamie Gasink for the basketball. She passes right side over to Robin Blunt. Blunt to Paloma. Paloma up high off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Hastings. Broncos come away with the basketball. Jackson. Jackson feeds it ahead. Pass goes left side with the ball is Rachel Gelden. Gelden comes to Jackson. Jackson down to the baseline. Her shot is... I have no idea what the score is. Now it's back to 27-22. If it doesn't come back, it'll be an issue. Pass goes over to Blunt. Blunt to Paloma. Paloma's shot is up and good. Alyssa Paloma with a two-point basket. 27-24, I guess. Right side pass goes over to Holly Hill. Hill with the basketball. She gives it up left side over to Johnson. Johnson shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5:12 remaining in the half. City Braidwood will inbound the basketball. Great about to Gasink. Gasink will bring it up. Gasink at the center jump circle. Gasink now right side pass over to Kim Cruz. Cruz for the basketball. Cruz DeVoe, right up the top of the key. DeVoe is up to Gasink. Gasink to Cruz. Cruz with it in between the circles. 11 seconds left to play on the shot clock. Gasink with it left wing. She goes to the free throw line. Drives into the right hand. Balance shot no good. Rebound fought for. Now we've got a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Hastings College basketball tie up off of the rebound. Abby Jackson with the basketball. Jackson passes it off left side over to Thompson. Thompson with the ball to Gelden. Gelden on the right wing. Gelden back over to Jackson. Jackson with it. Jackson gives it up out front to Gelden. Gelden to to Thompson. Thompson, runner in the lane is good. Tika Thompson with a two-point bucket. She's got seven. And it's 29-22. Well, now we're back to 22 on the board. Gase thinks of the basketball. Jamie Gase down the baseline, picks up her dribble, comes back over to Angers. Angers underneath Vredewood. Vredewood muscles it up, shot no good. Loses the basketball as Michael Hall's pass comes right side over to Angers. Angers, left side Vredewood. Vredewood jumper, left side, no good. And the rebound taken down by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Hastings and Dort College. That's Micah Hulse getting down on the floor along with Rachel Jeldon. And it's Dort College basketball on the alternating possession. 3:40 left to play in this first half. 29-22 our score. Dort College with the basketball. Kim Cruz will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. So Cruz will inbound the basketball. Kim looking, passes over the top, and it's out of the reach of Paige Ambers. Off and running Hastings. Hastings for the basketball. And Tatum Stanger is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Englund Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod Orson Agent, 712-737-6000. Well, they're not going to give shots. Instead, they say it was just out of bounds for Dort College. I thought certain it was a foul that was going to come. Tika Thompson takes a strong step to the hoop. Made it 31-22. Hastings College in front by nine. Jamie Gasing with the basketball. Gasing gives it off left side to Vredewood. Vredewood to Cruz. Cruz to Angers, and Angers is fouled on the play. So Paige Angers fouled on the play. That's going to be foul number three on Hastings with 3:19 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services. Well, they're not going to give her shots. Kim Cruz. Not happening at the Lynn Farrell Arena in Hastings, Nebraska this afternoon. And just the cherry on Sunday. Turnover. Here comes Hastings. Hastings on the way. Shot up. And good by Jackson. Jackson with a two-point bucket. Her first of the day. And the Hastings College Broncos have opened up a 33-22 advantage. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. With more after this. 3:07 remaining here in the first half. Dort College trailing Hastings 33-22. Kim Kurtz into the lane, and Cruz throws it up and unable to connect, but she is fouled on the play. Hoping this connect and holds a little bit better. My apologies. Yes, I do. I'm aware that it's a little bit glitchy, for lack of a better word, but doing the best I can from 300 miles away to try to take care of things. Kim Cruz, first free throws is missed. No good. She's got another one coming, and she was fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aaron and Steve Hoffman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Pass goes to the post, Chessie Morton. Morton gets it up left side over to Jackson. Jackson back to Morton. Morton drives in, kick out pass. Right side dot is up and good. Two-point basket for Kelly Trevogel, and Hastings has opened up a 35-22 advantage. Hastings has outscored Dort College 15-6 here in the second quarter. Dort College needs to right the ship. Pass goes underneath to Hulse. Hulse shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Micah Hulse will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC, and by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Hulse misses the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Today's broadcast also made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Alliers, and Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Shot no good by Hulse. So Hulse, a 57% free throw shooter, fails to knock either free throw down. Dort College now 1-for-6 from the free throw line in this quarter. Dort College leads some points on the table here in this contest. Tika Thompson passes short corner to Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon with the basketball back over to Thompson. Thompson with it. Stares straight on at it. Get it away to Edwards instead. Edwards over to Jeldon. Jeldon around Hulse, and Hulse commits the foul. Michael Hall whistled for her second personal foul. Dort College trailing And the ball came before the shot. 35-23 our score and an inbounds play. Shot is up and good. Adam Stanger with a two-point bucket. Hastings leads it 37-22. Left side goes over to Bredevode. Bredevode feeds it underneath Holst. Holst back over to Ambers. Ambers to Bredevode. Bredevode right to Palama. Palama with the basketball back to Bredevode. Bredevode drives in, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound taken on by Holst. Holst shot no good. And now fight for the rebound and a foul called on the rebound against Micah Holst. And Holst just picked up her foul, I believe. So Holst will check out of the ballgame. So Holst whistled for the personal foul. I'm not sure how many she has, to be honest with you. The scoreboard had it charged 3, but she's not in the ballgame. Hastings basketball, right side. Three-pointer up. Too strong. Good rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz will take it across the timeline. Kim Cruz driving in. Puts it up with the right hand from the left side. It's good. Kim Cruz with 2 points. Dort College trails 37-25. I would not bet anything that is correct. 37-25 with the scoreboard as the basketball is Alyssa Palama. Palama across the timeline. 49 seconds remaining. Pass goes over to Bredevode. Bredevode to Cruz. Cruz trying to feed it underneath to Bergquist, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Hastings basketball. And we've got to use it or lose it timeout, and Hastings will use it. 42.7 seconds remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Tika Thompson turns it over on the other end, and the Dort College defender will have the basketball back. With 33.8 seconds remaining in the half. Gaysink gets it away to Robin Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt takes it across half court. Robin Blunt passes it over to Gaysink. Gaysink with it right side back to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. Cruz gives it up to Bredevode. Bredevode 12-footer right side is good. Cassidy Bredevode with 6 points, I believe. And it's 37-27. Dort College down 10. 10 seconds remaining. Hastings passes it down low to Jeldon. Jeldon puts it off of the glass. No good. But a foul on the play is going to go on Bredevode. Cassidy Bredevode whistled for the personal foul. And that's foul number one on her. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First free throw off the mark. No good. Another one on the way. 37-27 the score. Hastings in front by 10. Rachel Jeldon another free throw. She is two for three. No, 3 for 4. She makes that one. And the Broncos lead at 38-27. 5 seconds remaining. Cruz across half court. Cruz up the floor with the left hand. Lace it up at the buzzer. And Kim Cruz, a buzzer beater with the running layup. And the Dort College defenders trail 38-29. At halftime, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing the Hastings College Broncos 38-29 at the half. Dort College hung close in this one until the second quarter. Now it's going to be a comeback time for the defenders. Dort College trailed by 2 at the end of the first quarter, 18-16. Hastings steadily built their lead to double digits. The first double-digit lead coming at 33-22, led by as many as 12 at 37-25. Dort College made it a 9-point ball game with a Kim Cruz basket from the left-hand side to close the first half of play and make it 38-29. Dort College 12 of 29 from the floor. 41.4%, 0 for 8 on three-pointers, 0%, 5 for 8 on free throws, 62.5%. For the Hastings College Broncos, 13 of 30 from the floor, 43.3%, 3 of 13 on threes, 23.1%, 9 for 12 on free throws for 75%. Dort has a 20-13 rebounding advantage. Dort College 11 turnovers, Hastings has 2. Fedora College defenders are led in scoring by Micah Holst and Cassidy Bredebode with 6 points each. Kim Cruz has five, four for Jamie Gasing, two for Abby Chapman, two for Alyssa Palama, and four for Robin Blunt for their total of 29. For the Hastings College Broncos, nine by Rachel Jeldon, nine for Tika Thompson, 6 points for Holly Hill, 5 points by Jordan Johnson, 2 points each for Kelly Schriebogel, Tayton Stanger, and Alex Edwards, 2 points for Abby Jackson, one for Chelsea Morton. Rebounds, Stuart College is led by Micah Holst with eight, no one else with more than three. For the Broncos, four rebounds for Rachel Jeldon and three for Mackenzie Willicott. Tika Thompson has a pair of assists. Abby Jackson has three for the Broncos. Kim Cruz has three assists for the Dort College defenders. Our halftime score, Hastings 38, Dort College 29. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a check of the GPAC scores right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, halftime scores. Here in Hastings, Dort College trails Hastings 38-29. Briarcliff leads Doan in Crete 41-30. Concordia leads Dakota Wesleyan 44-31 at the half. Morningside leads Nebraska Wesleyan 48-20. And it's Northwestern over Midland at the half, 54-22. That's a bit of a head scratcher to me as Midland had been playing some pretty good basketball, but that matchup of a 6-5 team of the conference against a 5-6 team, right now a 32-point difference at the half, 54-22. No report on Mount Marty and the College of St. Mary. Some of those scores out of Omaha, Nebraska, difficult to get a handle on. So we've got right now 5 out of 6 scores from the conference at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a rundown of what's happening this week on KDCR right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing Hastings at halftime of this women's college basketball game, 38-29. Coming up this week, Dort College basketball Wednesday evening as the defenders travel to Orange City to take on the Northwestern Red Raiders. Start time, 6 o'clock for the women, 8 o'clock start time for the men. And then for the first time in 2 weeks, Dort College will be back at home 1 week from today as they face the Doan College Tigers. Women's game at 2, men's game at 4. That'll be 1 week from today from the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa. One more break, second half play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Jamie Gasing gets called for a blocking foul on the first play of the half, and they say that she was inside the half circle underneath the hoop, and pretty easy explanation for the official. Looked like Gasing was set, but just a little bit too deep. You can't get underneath the hoop in college basketball. No such rule in high school basketball, but college, a different story. Pass goes right side, so a pair of free throws made by the Hastings College Broncos to start the second half of action. Dort College with the basketball, so Dort College unable to get a stop on their first possession. Now Hastings will play defense. Four to shoot, now three, two. Cruz will put up the three and missed it, front iron. Rebound taken away by Tika Thompson. Thompson over the basketball. Thompson will bring it up the floor. Thompson goes right side over to Jackson. Abby Jackson feeds it over to Thompson. Thompson gives it up to Jackson. Jackson puts it up right hand as she drifted to the left, and Abby Jackson has the two-point bucket, and Hastings extends the lead back to 13, 42-29, their biggest lead of the basketball game. With the basketball coming up the floor is Jamie Gasing. They give it to Vredevoad. Vredevoad, nothing there. Back over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Now Gasing. Gasing with it, and Gasing tripped up on the play. Foul's going to go on the Hastings College Broncos and Holly Hild. Hild whistled for foul number one. Gasing will check out of the ball game. Palama will check in. Chapman will throw the ball in for the Dort College defenders, trailing by Baker's dozen, 42-29. Pass goes to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the right side. Back over to Chapman. Chapman in between the circles. Chapman now dribbling left side. Back over to Palama. Palama down to the baseline. Palama puts it up in traffic, and she's fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line now and will shoot two free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Alyssa Palama shooting free throws, and the first free throw for Palama is up and through. She's got 3 points. She's got another one on the way, 42-30. Second free throw coming is up and good as well for Paloma. Paloma with 4 points. 42-31 our score. Dort College is down 11. Women's college basketball game, conference action from Hastings, Nebraska. Pass comes down low to Thompson. Tika Thompson working against Cruz. Kick out pass goes over to Holly Hild. Hild at the free throw line. Hild loses it. Paloma takes it away. Paloma off the floor. Paloma stops at the top of the key. Right side Angbers. Angbers hasn't been able to get a three off. That time she feeds Bredevoet on the cut. Good. Bredevoet cutting down the right side of the lane. Same side of the floor that Angbers was on. And Angbers finds her for the bucket. It's 42-33. Dort College back to within 9. Jackson with it on the left side. Jackson back over to Jeldon. Jeldon Thompson. Thompson right side three-pointer is up and good. Tika Thompson not a huge three-point shooting threat, but that time she knocks the triple down from the right wing and makes it 45-33. Right side of the basketball is Chapman. Chapman feeds it down low. Bredevoet. Bredevoet reverses to Paloma. Paloma back over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet 12-footer right side. Missed it. No good on the baseline. Rebound taken away by Jeldon. It gets it ahead to Jackson. Jackson up the floor to Holly Hild. Hild with the basketball right side. Back over to Jackson. Jackson to Jeldon. Jeldon gives it up. Thompson. Thompson shakes right, goes left, powers it up. Shot is good. Tika Thompson with another two. She's got 14. And the Broncos trail a lead at 47-33. Long pass into the front court intended for Bredevoet, taken back by Hastings. Jackson tracks it down on the right sideline. Jackson guarded there by Paloma. Pass goes down low to Jeldon. Jeldon working against Bredevoet, puts it up with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dort College. No. Ball's down on the floor, taken away by Hastings. Tika Thompson, ball fake. She'll drive the lane, drops it off Jeldon. Jeldon, basket, good. Rachel Jeldon with a two-point bucket. She's got 11, and the Dort College defenders trail 49-33. Hastings has outscored Dort College 11-4 to start the second half of play. Not many stoppages here. Chapman down to the baseline. Abby Chapman drives in, right-handed layup, right side, good. Abby Chapman able to drive baseline and was able to go with a strong hand and get the shot to go. Dort College trails by 14, 49-35. 6:24 left to play, third quarter. Left side is Thompson. Thompson brings it to the top of the key. Thompson stepped back from 15, decides against it, goes instead to Jackson. Jackson is stripped to the ball by Chapman, but Chapman was down on the baseline, and they say that her feet were on the baseline when she made contact with the basketball, and now Hastings will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jamie Gasink will check back into the ballgame. Kim Cruz will check out. So Dort College going with Gasink, Blunt, Holst, Paloma, and Bausma. Paloma, the only player remaining on the floor, as Dort College sub four players in. Holst blocks the shot partially. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings and Roshan Holly. Dort College will get the basketball back. 49-35, Dort College trailing by 14. Hastings in the driver's seat. 6:04 remaining in the third quarter. Dort College across the timeline. Pass goes right side. They go over to Blunt. Blunt reverses left side to Paloma. Paloma to Gasink. Gasink at the free throw line. Gasink to Paloma, and Paloma's going to be called for traveling. Didn't put the ball on the floor quickly enough. Turnover back to the Broncos. Hastings with the lead in the basketball. 5:49 remaining. 5:49 left to play. With the basketball on the right side is Holly. Roshan Holly to Jackson. Abby Jackson comes back to Holly Hild. Holly Hild left side to Jordan Johnson. Jordan Johnson to Holly. Holly working against Holst. Kick out pass right side. Three on the way is up. Missed, no good by Holly Hild. Rebound tipped and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings to inbound the basketball. Holly Hild to throw it in. Hild to trigger. And Hild finds underneath Chelsea Morton. Morton shot no good. Rebound weak side by Gasink. Gasink back over to Paloma. Paloma up the floor. Paloma right side back to Gasink. Gasink with it on the wing. Gasink to Blunt. Blunt got a running start. Puts it up with the right hand. Too strong. No good from straight on. Now a jump ball called on the rebound as Blunt forces the tie up with Chelsea Morton. It'll be Dort College basketball on the alternating possession. Throwing the ball in will be Dort College's Kenzie Bausma. Bausma passes in over the top to Holst. Holst at the free throw line. Dribbles with the right hand. Kicks it back out for Paloma. Paloma three from straight on off the heel. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Hastings. Hastings College basketball. Abby Jackson. Jackson up the floor with it on the right-hand side. She passes it left side over to Hild. Hild back to Holly. Holly back to Hild. Hild down to the baseline. Holly puts it up. Hulse blocks it away. Here comes Dort College. Pass comes back over to Paloma. Paloma with the ball. Paloma up the floor. Paloma back over to Gasink. Gasink on the left side. Gasink picks up her dribble, passes right side over to Blunt. Robin Blunt on the right wing, comes back over to Bausma. Bausma picks up her dribble, back over to Blunt. Blunt with it. Blunt to Gasink. Gasink on the left wing, gets a ball screen. 5 seconds now. Bausma into the lane, forces it up. Shot no good, missed it. Rebound tipped, and it goes out. Shot clock violation. As that shot failed to draw iron. And Hastings College will have the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Hastings College basketball, bringing it up is Abby Jackson. Jackson across half court. Jackson now in between the circles. She passes left side over to Jordan Johnson. Jordan Johnson, three, good. Jordan Johnson with 8 points, and Hastings leads at 52-35. 51-35, beg your pardon, as they don't give her credit for the three. That's Micah Hulst inside now. Hulst with 8 points. And the defenders trail 51-37. Now they get the points up on the board. It's 52-37. 52-37, our score. With it left side is Jackson. Ball's down on the floor. Robin Blunt forcing the tie-up. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Paloma, Gasink, and Blunt all check out of the ball game. On the floor for the defenders, Radevode, Hulst, Angbers, Chapman, and Cruz. Hastings throwing it in, Abby Jackson. Round the horn they go. Right side it comes to Tatum Stenger. Stenger goes left side to Johnson. Johnson down to the baseline. Nothing there. Holly with it at the free throw line. Holly comes back over to Alex Edwards. Edwards in traffic. Puts it up. Shot blocked. Ball controlled by Paige Angbers. Angbers with the basketball in the backcourt. Paige will hand it back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz will take it up the floor. Kim Cruz across the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Passes it to Vredevode. Vredevode. They dump it down low for Hulst. Hulst reverses it outside back to Chapman, 10 to shoot. Left side, Bredevode. Bredevode with the basketball back over to Cruz. Cruz on the left wing. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman, three ball short, no good. Rebound deflected, and it's picked up by Bredevode. Bredevode to Angbers. Angbers with it on the wing. Angbers gives it up, Bredevode. Bredevode, crossover move. Her shot is up. It catches the bottom of the rim, rolls over the top and down, and she is fouled on the play. And Cassidy Vredevode will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play with her team down 52-39 pending the free throw opportunity. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Vredevode makes the free throw. It's 52-40. Dort College back to within 12 on the Baker's dozen. On the three-point play by Vredevode, cutting it from a Baker's dozen down to a dozen. Bronco basketball right side. And it's thrown away by Holly as she tried to feed it down to the post. And the Dort College defenders. The Dort College defenders have the basketball trailing by a dozen and an opportunity to cut into the lead. With it on the left side is Vredevode. Vredevode at the free throw line. Vredevode. Back to Chapman. Chapman spots up. No. Goes back over to Vredevode. Dumps it down low for Hulst. Hulst with the right hand. Hook shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Hastings up and running. Abby Jackson. Left side to Jordan Johnson. Jordan Johnson gives it to Tatum Stenger. Stenger to Jackson. Jackson looking right side. She gives it to Alex Edwards. Edwards with the basketball. Edwards on the right side. Edwards comes back over to Jackson. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson will drive in with the right hand. Hesitation move. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. And here come the Dort College defenders. Another chance to cut the lead from 12. Chapman drives with the left hand. Tries to dish it off to Hulst. And the ball goes out, is taken away by Hastings. Broncos have the basketball. Hastings College, three-pointer up and good. Three-point basket left wing by Jordan Johnson, her second of the quarter. Hastings third of the second half. And the Broncos open up a 15-point lead at 55-40. Sedort College misses the opportunity to cut into the lead, and Hastings College responds. Hastings with a 15-point lead. Cruz shovels it off for Hulst. Hulst shot partially blocked, and the rebound is taken down by Hastings. Broncos up and running with the basketball. Broncos pass goes right side. Out front with it is Jordan Johnson. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Right side pass, shot up, no good by Chapman. Rebound controlled by Hastings. Bronco basketball, Abby Jackson. Abby Jackson up the floor. Abby Jackson goes right side underneath to Edwards. Edwards shot, no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Our score, Hastings 55, Dort College 40. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5
Dort
FM.
College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Hastings College Broncos in the driver's seat, 55-40. Less than 10 minutes to go now as the fourth quarter begins with the basketball as Cruz gets a ball screen, gives it up Hulst. Hulst bank shot from straight on, no good. Gets her own rebound back, shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Michael Hulst will go to the free throw line to shoot two, where she is 0-for-2 so far this afternoon. Micah Hulst, a 6'3 senior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging a double-double for the Dort College defenders this season. Free throw is up. Free throw no good by Micah Hulst. Hulst now 0-for-3 today. Hastings College checking new players into the ballgame with a 15-point advantage, 55-40. Checking in for the Broncos, Caitlin Harvey. And Hulst leaves both free throws short, and here come the Broncos. Broncos leading by 15, 55-40. Let's see if they try to milk the clock a little bit here, get a few ball reversals. Pass goes left side, Tatum Stanger. Swing pass right side, back over to Harvey. Harvey down to the baseline, her shot no good. Rebound cleared by Chelsea Morton. Morton kicks it back to the perimeter. Tika Thompson gives it back left side over to Morton. Morton into the lane. Kick out pass to Harvey. Harvey dumps it down low. With the basketball is Jeldon. Jeldon down to Harvey. Harvey back to Jeldon. Jeldon on the right wing, 15 to shoot for the Broncos. Dort College has played defense for about 40 seconds straight here. Shot on the way, no good from the right baseline. Rebound taken down on the weak side by Paige Angbers. Angbers gives it up to Gasink. Gasink in between the circles. Gasink picks up her dribble, goes over to Cruz, and a reach-in foul called on Tatum Stanger, her first. Team foul number one on Hastings in this quarter. And I don't believe they reset the fouls at the end of the first at the end of the third quarter. Should be one foul on Hastings, none on Dort thus far in this quarter, I believe. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Kim Cruz to throw it in. Cruz to toss it in. Kim looking, still looking, gets it into Vredevoet on the right elbow, puts it on the floor hard with the left hand, puts it up, shot no good. And Cassidy Vredevoet is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Dort College down 15. They've got to start making up some ground. Trailing by 15, Vredevoet. First free throw by Cassidy off the mark, no good. And Dort College, in a word, has been atrocious from the free throw line. Dort College in the first half, an acceptable 5-for-8, but they've missed three in a row since. Now they're 1-for-4 in the second half. That is 6-for-12. And the defenders trail 55-41. Dort College not helping themselves at all from the free throw line this afternoon. Driving in is Tika Thompson. Thompson goes right side. 3-pointer on the way by Caitlin Harvey off the mark. Rebound controlled by Kim Cruz. Cruz up the floor. Kim Cruz driving in. all the way down underneath the basket. And we've got a blocking foul called on the Hastings College Broncos and Jeldon. And Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line and will shoot two free throws. So Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. See if she can get Door College on track from the charity stripe. Well, I did miss a free throw made by Cassidy Vredevoet in the third quarter, so Door College's free throw shooting not as bad as I had initially thought. Kim Cruz gets that one to bounce down after knocking it off the back iron. Paige Engbers checks out of the ballgame. She has not been able to get going offensively so far today. Dort College down 13, 55 to 42. Second free throw by Cruz. Again, it's long. This one to the left as well. And it bounces off the iron and taken down by Hastings and Caitlin Harvey. Harvey gets the ball away to Tika Thompson. Thompson setting the offense for the Broncos. Down to the baseline. Nothing there. They give it up to Morton. Morton with the ball. Morton. Back to Thompson. Thompson straight on 15-footer, hangs on the rim and drops through. Tika Thompson with 16 points, and the Dort College defenders trail at 57-42. 57-42, Thompson with a steal beyond the three-point line, gives it up. Shot on the way, no good by Holly Hild. Rebound taken away after Hild drove down the lane. Thompson gave it to her, and Hild was unable to knock down the shot. 2.5 minutes into the fourth quarter, Dort College has not been able to dent the lead. Cruz with the basketball. Her jumper from straight on rattles out, no good. Rebound controlled by Chelsea Morton. By my count, Dort College has four made field goals here in the second half. Bronco basketball, Dort College ice cold shooting this afternoon. They have yet to get a field goal here in the fourth quarter. We're about 3 minutes into the fourth quarter of play. Shot on the way, no good. Missed it. Rebound taken on by Thompson. Thompson outlets to Caitlin Harvey. Harvey. Round the horn they go, left side back over to Morton. Morton with it on the wing. Morton gives it up. And driving in is Caitlin Harvey to Morton. Morton with a two-point bucket. She's got three by my count. And the Hastings College Broncos stretch the lead to 59-42. 59-42, Cruz goes down low to Hulst. Hulst for the basketball, and Hulst is going to be called for traveling. Hulst shuffles her feet. It'll be Bronco basketball. Engbers back into the ballgame. Checking out Vredevoet. On the floor for the defenders now will be Chapman, Hulst, Palama, Engbers, and Cruz. Hastings College will bring the basketball up. Tika Thompson across the timeline. Thompson goes right side to Harvey. Harvey around the horn, left side. Holly Hild. Hild goes into the corner. Morton. Morton with the basketball. Morton passes it back out front. Tika Thompson. Thompson at the top of the key. Thompson spins, dumps it off. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken on by Dort College off of the bench. Shot by Rachel Jeldon. Here come the Dort College defenders. Dort College down 17, 59-42. Pass goes into Hulst. Hulst back outside to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman all the way down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back to Hulst. Hulst puts it on the floor facing the hoop, and she dribbles it out of bounds off of a Hastings player. It will be Bronco, it'll be Dort College basketball. 6:07 left to play in regulation. Jeldon will check out of the basketball game. Kim Cruz to throw it in. Cruz gets the ball inbounded. They go left side over to Palama. Palama looking for Hulst. Palama right side back over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz puts it on the deck, and we've got a moving screen called on Micah Hulst. So Hulst has just picked up at least her fourth personal foul, and quite possibly her fifth. First team foul. So Michael Hulst whistled for the personal foul. That is her fourth. Bronco basketball. They give it up underneath Morton. Morton comes back to Kelly Schreibvogel. Schreibvogel gives it up. Shot no good by Holly Hild, but she's fouled on the play. And Hild will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Robin Blunt and Cassidy Vredevoet will check into the ballgame for Dort College. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Holly Hild. Hild makes it a 60-42 ballgame. Hastings has outscored Dort College 5-1 to start the, beg your pardon, 5-2 to start the fourth quarter. Shot on the way, no good by Hastings College. Pass goes left side over to Thompson. Thompson over the basketball. Tika Thompson up the floor. Thompson loses it on the way up, and the North College defenders will get the basketball back. North College has yet to make a field goal here in the fourth quarter. Not quite that bad. We're in the fourth quarter now. North College has been outscored 22-13 here in the second half of play after trailing by 9 at halftime. 60-42 the score. North College basketball, Paloma. Paloma up the floor. Paloma passes over to Gasink. Gasink in traffic, high off of the glass, no good. Now we've got a free throw shooting contest going on, and Dort College on the losing end of it thus far. Kelly Schrievogel whistled for the personal foul, her third. Jamie Gasink will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw on the way for Gasink is up and down. Gasink makes the first free throw, and she's got another one. 60-44, our score. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Hastings College basketball after a pair of made free throws by Gasink. Steal by Paloma. Paloma jumps the pass route, drives in, lays it up with the right hand, no good. And the rebound is cleared by the Hastings College Broncos. Coming up the with the basketball. They feed it over to Harvey. Harvey with it out front. Harvey with the basketball. Passes over to Stenger. Stenger with it on the wing. Stenger over to Harvey. Harvey with the basketball. Harvey comes right side. Two for Schrievogel. Schrievogel with the basketball. Schrievogel on the wing. Schrievogel gets it away to Paloma. Paloma is with the steal. Paloma driving in with the right hand. Fades away from the right side. Gets her shot to go, and she is fouled on the play. And there's your first field goal of the fourth quarter for the Dort College defenders as the drought is finally over. Dort College trails 60-46. Pending the free throw by Paloma. Paloma with 6 points. 60-46, our score. Hastings checking in. Now they'll check out Harvey. Checking in is Jordan Johnson. Free throw on the way is up, no good. Rebound tapped out by Blunt, though, controlled by Hastings. And the defenders trail 60-46. Dort College, 11 free throws here in the fourth quarter, and they're 4 of 11. 4:18 and counting. Hastings in the driver's seat. They pass it down low. Robin Blunt called for a foul over the top. It's foul number one on Robin Blunt. And Hastings will inbound the basketball. Abby Jackson to toss it in. Jackson on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball deflected out by Gasink. Controlled, and Hastings will inbound in front of the Hastings College bench. So Hastings College to toss it in. Pass over to Jackson. Jackson in between the circles picks up her dribble. She passes left side over to Jordan Johnson. It's stolen away by Blunt. Robin Blunt over to Dort College's Cassidy Vredevoet. Vredevoet looking for the trailer. Gasink. Gasink right side. Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt to Paloma. Paloma on the right elbow. Paloma gives it up to Vredevoet. Vredevoet shot in the lane is good. Vredevoet with 14. And the defenders trail 60-48. As poorly as Dort College has played here in the second half, there are a couple of stops and a couple of three-pointers away from being right back in the thick of this one. Foul called underneath the hoop. That's going to go on Abby Chapman. That's team foul number 4 on the defenders in this quarter. Chapman will check out of the ballgame. Cruz checks in. Hastings came into this ballgame averaging 74.6 points per game. Dort College averaging 66. Right now, both well below their average. Thompson shakes left, goes right, or drives in, or layup with the right hand. Good. Tika Thompson with 18. Dort College trails 62-48. Into the front court is Paloma. I say Dort College needs just a couple of three-pointers to get back in this, but they have not made a three-point basket all game. They're 0 for the game on three-point shots. They have stopped taking them here in the second half. They were 0 for 8 at the half. Weak side rebound taken on by Gasink after the missed shot by the Broncos. Here comes Dort College and Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink on the left side gives it up to Cruz. Kim Cruz at the top of the key. Cruz picks up her dribble. She passes left side over to Gasink. Gasink to Paloma. Paloma three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Blunt. Blunt driving in, and foul is called before the shot. Foul's called on Hastings and number five, Mackenzie Willicott. Willicott whistled for the personal. So Willicott whistled for the personal foul. Free throw on the way for Robin Blunt is up and down. Blunt now with 5 points. She's got another one coming. 62-49 pending. This free throw by Robin Blunt. 2:53 left in regulation. Robin Blunt, second free throw is up and good. So Blunt now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort College trails by a dozen again. 62-50. This is as close as Dort College has been here in the fourth quarter. 12 points. Have been within 12 now twice. Abby Jackson out front. Jackson has it stabbed at by Paloma. Paloma pokes it free. Cruz comes up with it. Cruz driving in. And Tika Thompson able to get back defensively. Bothers the shot enough. And the Broncos will get the basketball back. The two teams swap turnovers. Hastings with it. Bringing it up is Thompson. Thompson on the left side. Thompson driving in. Nothing there. Drops it off. And the shot is up and good for Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon, the recipient of the assist by Thompson. Hastings leads 64-50, 2:18 remaining. Pass comes up front to Vredevode. Vredevode down to the baseline. Puts it up off of the glass. Missed it too strong, no good. Rebound tipped, and now we've got a foul on the play called on Hastings. That's going to go on Jordan Johnson. Johnson whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. To the free throw line will be Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz whistled for the, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 2:09 remaining. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Cruz now with 7 points. And another free throw coming. And that one's up. No good. 64-51, Dort College down 13. Hastings basketball, Jackson. Jackson gives it up to Tika Thompson. Thompson with it under 2 minutes to go, and a reach-in foul called on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Tika Thompson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Thompson makes the first free throw at 64. I think 65 now. I think she made that first free throw. I think she made them both. Neither point has gone up on the board as of yet. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I believe it should be 66-51. And we've got a foul on the other end called on Hastings. And well, the scoreboard has been terribly frustrating this afternoon, just trying to track what is actually happening. Free throw is up, free throw no good. .142 remaining in the contest. 66-51 our score. And Kim Cruz will shoot another free throw. I believe it is 66-52. 66-52, our score. And Kim Cruz whistled for the personal foul. And that's foul number two on Kim Cruz. And free throws on the way for Hastings College and Caitlin Harvey. Harvey's free throw, no good. Another one on the way, 1:41 remaining. Harvey's free throw is up, and this one's good. So Harvey makes one of two. 67-52, our score. Pass right side, Chapman. Chapman gives it up to Hulst. Hulst down to Chapman. Chapman's shot from the baseline is off the mark, no good. And a fight for the rebound, and it's taken out by Alex Edwards. Edwards with the basketball. Edwards goes over to Harvey. Harvey in the lane. Harvey passes it off to Stanger. Stanger with the basketball, and Stanger's going to be called for traveling. It's a 15-point ball game right now, 67-52. Coming up at the conclusion of the contest, we'll take a break, and then it will be the Wireless World post-game wrap. 15-point difference right now. Hastings in front. And bringing the basketball up will be Jamie Gasing. Gasing across the timeline. Gasing passes it off to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman over to Hulst. Hulst gives it up right side. Back over to Engbers. Engbers to Hulst. Hulst to the cutter. Gasing. Gasing fouled on the play. And Jamie will go to the free throw line to shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 67-52, 1 minute remaining in this one. We'll check the Great Plains Athletic Conference scoreboard at the conclusion of this contest as well. Gasing's first free throw, no good. She's got another one on the way. Dort College has a couple of made field goals here in the fourth quarter. They had four in the third quarter. To say it has been a difficult go of it from the field is an understatement. Missed free throws by Gasing. She misses them both. And the score stands at 67-52. Hastings basketball. Amon Frazier. They dump it down low. Shot is up. Blocked out of bounds by Micah Hulst. So Hulst blocks the shot out of bounds. Blunt and Paloma check in. Engbers and Hulst. I beg your pardon. Engbers and Gasing check out. Hastings will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Frazier to throw the ball in. Frazier gets the ball inbounded underneath and stepping on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Hastings, and that was number 10, Maria Van Kirk. And the Dort College defenders, Gasing, Engbers, and Chapman check in. Out are Bausma, Paloma, and Blunt. 43.3 seconds left. Dort College trails by 15. 67-52. Into the front court with the basketball is Gasing. Gasing drops it off to Hulst. And Hulst is going to be called for traveling. It'll be Hastings basketball. So Hastings will inbound the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them, leading 67-52. Frazier takes it up the floor. Frazier, 6 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Cruz will guard Frazier. They pass left side. This is Stephanie Finnegan. Finnegan over the basketball. Finnegan to Willicott. Willicott shot, no good. Rebound again by Willicott. Willicott shot, no good. Another shot, this time the putback by Emily Thorpe. Thorpe with a 2-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail it 69-52. And the defenders bring the ball up the floor. Nabby Chapman will inbound right side after it was poked away by Hastings. Gasing passes the left side to Cruz. Cruz puts it up off the glass. Good, and that's the ball game. Kim Cruz with the 2-point bucket. She ends with 10. And her final score, Hastings 69, Dort College 54. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of tonight's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the stats from earlier today. Women's basketball, Dort 19 of 53 from the floor, 35.8%, 0 for 13 on threes, 16 of 28 on free throws, 57.1%. For the Hastings College Broncos, 24 of 60 from the floor, 40%, 6 for 18 on threes, 33.3%, 15 of 20 on free throws, 75%. Dort College out-rebounding Hastings 38-35. Turnovers, Dort College 20, Hastings 11. Steals, Hastings 11, Dort College 6. Individual scoring, Dort College led by Cassidy Vredebode with 14 points, 6 of 11 from the floor, 2 for 3 on free throws, 10 points for Kim Cruz. She had a buzzer beater in the second quarter and in the fourth quarter. 10 points for Kim Cruz. 8 points for Micah Hulst, 6 each for Robin Blunt, Alyssa Palama, and Jamie Gasing, 4 for Abby Chapman. That brings Dort College's total to 54. For the Hastings College Broncos, Tika Thompson with 20 points. Rachel Jeldon had 13, 11 for Jordan Johnson. Thompson was 8 of 10 from the floor, 1 for 1 on threes and 3 for 4 on free throws. 9 points for Holly Hild, 4 for Abby Jackson, 3 for Chelsea Morton, 2 each for Emily Thorpe and Alex Edwards, 2 for Tatum Stanger, 2 for Kelly Schriebogel, and 1 for Caitlin Harvey for their total of 69 points. Michael Hulst led all players with 11 rebounds, 9 rebounds for Kim Cruz, 5 for Jamie Gasink, 6 for Paige Engbers. Engbers was held without a shot attempt this evening. That is a rarity. For the Hastings College Broncos, they had 6 rebounds from Rachel Jeldon, 4 for Tika Thompson, and 4 for Mackenzie Willicott. 4 assists for Abby Jackson, 3 for Tika Thompson. Kim Cruz had 3 assists for the defenders, and Alyssa Palama had 4 steals for Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more on our post-game wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We got all the finals in from across the GPAC this afternoon. And let's pass those along to you. Hastings defeats Dort 69-54 in the game you listened to this afternoon. Briarcliff over Doan 72-67. Northwestern defeats Midland 89-69. It was Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan 81-69. Morningside drops Nebraska Wesleyan 87-41. And it was the College of St. Mary over Mount Marty 77-59. That means standings look like this. Morningside is 11-1. Hastings is 9-3. Dakota Wesleyan is 8-4. Concordia is 9-4, so Concordia actually is in third place now in the conference. Briarcliff and Northwestern are both 7-5. Mount Marty is 6-6. Midland is 5-7. Doan is 3-9. College of St. Mary jumps in front of Doan at 4-8. Nebraska Wesleyan is 2-10. Dort College goes to 2-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Let's visit with Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. Coach, again, very similar to Wednesday night. We talk about the defense, played pretty good defense, but this time it wasn't the turnovers so much that got you, but just unable to knock down the timely shot and get yourself back to within single digits in the second half. Hastings put a little run together, got some separation. You just couldn't make any real dent in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't think we were very mentally engaged today on offense. Again, I thought our defense wasn't awful. We did some pretty good things and took away a lot of things that they like to do. They made some timely, tough shots over, I thought, some good defense, and then we just couldn't do the same thing. But again, a lot of it came down to mental focus for us, and I just didn't think on the offensive end we were very engaged in the game.
Cassidy Vredebode, a couple of weeks ago down at the College of St. Mary, I wondered if she was going to be much of a factor in the second semester because she was dealing with the knee injury. She has gotten better over the last 2 weeks, and 6 of 11 day from the field, that's better offensive output from her.
Yeah, Cassidy's doing some really good things, and actually her brace broke partway through the game, so we weren't sure how her knee was going to react to that, but she did a pretty good job fighting through that. She's finding ways to score in the paint, especially now that teams are really focusing on Micah Hulst. She's able to cut to the basket and do some things with her back to the basket with those mismatches at the four spot. Now we just want her to get some confidence from the perimeter because she is capable of shooting the 15 to 17 foot jump shot, and she even shoots a lot of threes in practice and makes us look pretty bad sometimes on defense. So we're excited to see where she can go this semester.
Paige Engbers unable to get any shots off from the floor. Was that something Hastings was doing, just wasn't in the offense today? What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I mean, some of it, I think, overall, I thought we came out with a little bit less energy than we've been playing with. And Paige was one of those girls that I noticed, and I'm not sure what it was for her, but obviously Paige is one of the best shooters in the league, and one of the best shooters in the country. So we know that teams are going to make her put the ball on the floor. But one thing that Paige does really, really well is she's consistent on offense with her passing. So regardless of whether she gets shots off or not, she makes a big difference for us on the offensive end because she's a very smart player, and she sees the floor well. But, yeah, it's obviously changes our offense a lot when we can't get her a look from the perimeter.
Northwestern on Wednesday and then Doan on Saturday. Northwestern, obviously, the first order of business on Wednesday evening down in Orange City. And wrap up this road stretch. What do you expect out of Northwestern on Wednesday night?
I expect them to be out for blood. I think getting them early on in the GPAC season when they're a young team was to our advantage a little bit. And getting them at home was obviously an advantage. They've been playing really, really well as of late. Cassidy DeYoung is probably, in my opinion, the freshman of the year in the conference. So we can expect them to come out with a lot of intensity, especially on their home court and after we got them once at home or at our place. But again, they've been playing some really, really good basketball. So I expect the exact same thing from them.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson talking about today's matchup with the Hastings College Broncos and looking again to next week. A couple of games on the schedule for Dort College as they host travel to Northwestern and then host Doan 1 week from today.